This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Brachas, Tape Number 2. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly. For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, PO Box 831, Monsey, New York 10952, or call us toll free at 1-888-DAFYOMI, that's 1-888-DAFYOMI. This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Yehuda Arye Halevi Heber, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding the Masechta Brachas, the beginning of the second Perek, Perakaya Kairei. And the Mishnah says, a person was learning Chumash, and he was coming to the Parsha of Kriyashma. At that moment, the Zman Kriyashma arrived. So if he had proper Kavana, he's Yaitse the Mitzvah. In between sections of Kriyashma, a person can stop to greet a distinguished person. But in the middle of a section of Kriyashma, the middle of one of the Prakim, he can only greet Mipnei Yira, if he's afraid that he'll get killed. This is what Remeir says. Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emtza perek, he can say shalom dutiyira, but he can answer to a shalom even for a distinguished person. In between prakim, he can be shayel shalom mnei hakavod from a distinguished person, but he can be meshiv l'chol adam, he can answer to anyone. And when the Mishnah says bein haprakim, between the prakim of Kriyashma, here's what it means. It means between Yotzer Or and Avar Rabba, between Avar Rabba and Kriyashma and Shema, between Shema and Vahaya Im Shemaya, between Vahaya Im Shemaya and Vayomer, and finally between Vayomer and Emes. Rabbi Yehuda says this fifth one, between Vayomer and Emes, one cannot be mafsik. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha asked, why is Shema first? Why is Shema the first of the three paragraphs that we recite of Kriyashma? And the Mishnah answers, so that first a person should be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Why then is Vahaya Im Shemaya the second? Mishnah says, since the mitzvahs that are brought in Vahaya Im Shemaya apply to both day and night, while the third paragraph, which is Vayomer, which is the mitzvah of tzitzis, that only applies by day. Kudrus al-Adaf brings the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Vaaschanan, who asserts that greeting someone is only mutter if we suspect that the person will be insulted if he's not greeted. However, one may not greet someone who is known not to take affront regarding such matters. The Magen Avram, in Simen Samach Vav Sifkat Memchas, comments that since today it's uncommon to greet others in shul in the middle of davening, one who is reciting Kriyashma in shul may not greet or return greetings in the middle of Shema. Related to this, Taisvis Divrei HaMaschil Shayel on Dafid Gimel Amid Beis maintains that one is permitted to interrupt Shema to answer Kedusha with the rest of the shul. He argues that if one may interrupt Shema to greet a human being Mipnei HaKavod out of respect for him, certainly one is permitted to answer Kedusha out of respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for there is no greater respect than that which is due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yoina cites an opposing opinion who disagrees with Taisvis's logic. Although there is no greater respect than that which is due to Hashem, this opinion argues that one who is involved in honoring Hashem through his recital of Shema need not interrupt to honor Hashem by other means, such as through answering Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Vav Sif Gimel rules in accordance with Taismas that one may interrupt Shema to answer the following: Kedusha, the Pesukim of Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kvaid, Kaddish, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and Amen following Damiran Bialma, Baruch Hu, the first three words of Maidim, and the Rama adds that one should also answer Amen to the following two brachas of Chazaras Hashatz, Hakela Kadosh and Shemea Tefillah. Now let's begin the Gemara. The Mishnah said that if he had Kavana for Mitzvahs Kriyashma, even though he was reading the Chumash, he's Yaitse. We see a Raya from here, Shma Mina, Mitzvahs Trichas Kavana, that when a person does a Mitzvah, he has to have Kavana. Rabbah argues on this. Our answer is no, not necessarily. You just must have Kavana to read correctly. Rabbi said, Kriyashma must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh to be Yaitse the Mitzvah. The Chachamim say, in any language, one can recite Kriyashma and still be Yaitse the Mitzvah. Because Shema, the word Shema, is Mashma, listening, which is any language that a person understands. And in fact, the Gemara says, we paskin, like Rav Acha Mishum Yabbi Yehuda, that as long as you have kavana in the first parak of Kriyashma, the lack of kavana in the rest of it is not ma'akev. Rav Meir says, the only kavana that is needed is by the first line of Shema. Sumcha says, anyone who is marech, who says long and slow, the word echad, which is the last word of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, they're marech his ears, the same way he lengthens those words, they lengthen his ears. I.e., you should have a lot of kavana that Hashem is Echad. Finally, Rav says if someone just says the first pasuk and then he fell asleep, he's yaitze the mitzvah. Daf Yudalet. Since we know that in certain spots of Kriyashma, one can be mafsik, does the same apply to Hallel and Megillah? Rav says, on days where we say the full Hallel, one can be mafsik only between the prakim, not in the middle. However, on days that we say half Hallel, one can be mafsik in the middle. Taisva says that there are 21 days in Chutz La'aretz that we complete the Hallel, the full Hallel, the 9 days of Sukkot, including the 2 days of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the 8 days of Chanukah, the first 2 days of Pesach, and the 2 days of Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, there are only 18 days of whole Hallel, because we don't have the second day of Yontif. We have only 8 days of Sukkot, including the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres, 8 days of Chanukah, the first day of Pesach, and the 1 day of Shavuos. The half Hallel, the shortened Hallel, is set on Rosh Chodesh and the latter days of Pesach. Rav says, anyone who greets his friend before he greets HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemon Esrei, it's like he made a bama, and a person should not take care of his personal business before he davens. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that one cannot be mafsik between the end of Kriyashma and Emes V'Yatzif. Whether the word Emes gets repeated or not is a machloikis between Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yochanan. But it's not proper to say Emes, Emes, since that has bad connotations. Finally, Ula says, anyone who says Kriyashma without his tefillin on, it's as if he's saying Edus Sheker on Hashem, because it says, Uksharetem li ois. So where is the ois? It's not on you. Rabbi Yochanan adds, that it's tantamount to offering the daily carbon tamid without nesachim. Nesachim are the mincha and the wine offering. So if a person says Kriyashma without his tefillin on, it's like he brings the carbon tamid without all the extras that go along with it. Lahalacha the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Chafhei Sif Dalet, writes that one must wear his tefillin when reciting Kriyashma. The Lavush, however, which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah there, Sifkat Yadalad, says that one shouldn't forego the mitzvah of Kriyashma because of this. If someone doesn't have his tefillin in the morning, he should recite Kriyashma anyway without his tefillin, before the Sof Zman Kriyashma, of course, rather than forego the mitzvah of Kriyashma altogether. Daf Tesvav. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan says, the best way to begin the morning is to do Netilas Yadayim, put on tefillin, say Kriyashma, and then daven. If one does all of this, it's as if he built a mizbeach and brought a carbon. Ravina said, if one doesn't have water to do Netilas Yadayim, he should wipe his hands with dirt, rocks, or wood chips. The next Mishnah. If someone said Kriyashma, but was unable to hear the words, he's Yaitse. Rav Yaisi says, he's not Yaitse. If he read it, but didn't say the words clearly, Rav Yaisi says, Yatsa. Rav Yehuda says, lo yatsa. And if he reads it backwards, he's not yaitze. Gemara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you must hear the words, since the pasuk says shema, so you have to be able to hear it. But the Tanakh Kama says he's yaitze anyway, since shema teaches us something else, that kriyashma can be said in any language. The svara here is Rabbi Yaisi learns from the words shema Yisrael, here, that the shema must be recited loud enough to be heard by the person saying it. The halacha however follows the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, who maintain that if one said Shema and he wasn't able to hear it, he's Yaitze B'diavad, and he doesn't have to repeat Kriyashma. The Gemara says a Cheresh, who can speak but cannot hear, shouldn't take off Tshuma, L'chatchila, since he won't be able to hear the Bracha. But B'diavad, if he took off Tshuma, we say Tshumasan, Tshuma. The Gemara says everyone is kosher to read from the Megillah, except a Chereshai to the Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a cotton can read. The halacha in our Mishnah is lachatchila, you should hear the words you say for Kriyashma, but b'di'evet, if you didn't, you yaitze. Finally, one who says Kriyashma and is careful about how he pronounces every word, they cool off Gehenim for him. Daf Zayin. Why by Bilam does the Torah put Ohalim, tents, next to Nechalim, next to streams? Our answer is, since just like Nechalim bring a person from Tumah to Tahara, i.e. with a mikvah, so too, tents of Torah bring a person to Tahara. And the Gemara says, if someone was reading Kriyashma and skipped and doesn't know where he skipped, he should go back to the beginning of that paragraph. The next Mishnah. Workers, when Zman Kriya Shema comes, even if they're at the top of a tree, should recite Kriya Shema. But for Shmon Esrei, they can't do this. They can't be at the top of a tree. A chassan, who marries a basula, is patur mi Kriya Shema for the first few days if he hasn't yet done the Maisabiya. Because we say, Isaac the mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Since he's Isaac with the mitzvah, he won't have the proper kavana for Kriya Shema. But the Mishnah says that Rabban Gamliel did say Kriya Shema on the night of his chassana, since he didn't want to be mevatel, the Ol Malchus Shamayim, even for 1 hour. Gemara. Workers, by their boss, say their regular tefillas and birchas hamazon, but they can't daven for the amid, since this takes up too much time from their work. Finally, an ovel is chayev in all mitzvahs except tefillin, since tefillin are called pe'er, glory, and since an ovel is torrid with the sadness of the moment, he can't be mekayim the glorious aspect, the pe'er of tefillin. The Mishnah. Even though an ovel is not allowed to wash himself for pleasure during the Shiva period, the 7 days, Rabban Gamliel did wash on the first night after his wife died. And Rabban Gamliel told his Talmidim this was mutter for him since he was an istinus. He was a delicate person who out of discomfort was allowed to. Because for discomfort, even an ovel can wash parts of his body. Not his whole body, but parts of his body. And even though a chassan is patur mi Kriya Shema, the night of the chassana, if he wants to, he can say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, only if he has a reputation of being a big tzaddik. Otherwise, it looks like gaiva if he says Kriya Shema, Yohara. Looks like he's about gaiva. Taisus Divrei HaMaschil Rav Shisha on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that today all chassanim should recite Kriya Shema. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin, Sif Gimel, agrees with this. The Gemara. When someone dies, after the burial, the people form a shura, a line, to comfort the avel. But for an eved or a shivcha, this is not done, and there is no nicham avelim either. The Gemara says we only refer to three people as avais, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and four as imahais, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Velea, but not to others. For example, we would not say Ruvain Avinu. Many of the Amoraim would add special tefillas to the end of their Shmon Esreis, and the Gemara mentions many of them, including that of Rebbe, who said, Yihi Ratzayim Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shesitein Lonu Chayim Aruchim, Chayim Shalshalim, and so on. This, in fact, is the nusach that we use in Shabbos Mevarchim for Birchas HaChodesh. Daf Yud Zayin. Rava used to say, Eloi Kai Ad Shaloi Noitzarti, Eini Kedai, V'achshav Shenatzarti, Ki'ilu Loi Noitzarti, that really I wasn't Roy to be created, and now that I'm being created, it's if I wasn't created, because really I'm just like Ofer. This, in fact, is the nusach that we say on Yom Kippur. Marbrei de Ravina used to say the lashon of Elokai Nitzar L'Shaini Meira, Hashem should guard my tongue from evil. And this is the nusach that we actually say at the end of our Shmon Esrei, in the final paragraph before we say Yilu Ratzai. Rabbi Yechanan used to say that everyone stands to die, but if he learns Torah, he makes Hashem happy and makes a good name for himself. This is learned from Iyav. And he said, Toiv Shem Mishemen Toiv, a good name is better than good oil. The Gemara says anyone who learns Torah Lishma gets schar, since we know Echad HaMarba, V'Echad HaMamit, U'Bilvad She'echaven Liboy L'Shamayim. A lot or a little, as long as a person learned Torah Lishma, that's good as well. In Mishlei, Perak Tesvav, from the Lashon of Mana Rach, we see that a soft response keeps anger away. The goal is to be Oyhev Lamala, V'Nechmad Lamata, V'He Mekubal Al Habrias. Rav used to say that the Ikar of Torah should be with Tshuva and Maisim Tovim, Reish Yischachma, Yiras Hashem, Tilim, Kuf Yud Alef. The promise given to women by Hashem was greater than that given to man, and for women to be Zaycha to Olam Haba, they should send their children and husband to learn Torah, and wait for them to come home from the Beis Medrash. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer, one says the world gets sustenance only via tzedakah, but tzaddikim get it on their own merit, and one says the world gets from the schus of tzaddikim. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that a bas kol comes out every day and says, the world gets their parnosa from the schusim of chanina, but for chanina, a kav of carobs on Erev Shabbos was enough. Finally, regarding doing malacha of Tisha B'Av, one should do like the minig hamakam. But if you're a Talmud Chacham, you should refrain. But if you're not a Talmud Chacham, you should not refrain from doing work. Otherwise, yehara, you look like a balgaiva. Shimon ben Gamliel says, anyone can do like a Talmud Chacham, and we're not chayshish for yehara. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the third parak, parak Misha Meisai, the Mishnah. If someone has a dead relative lying in front of him, then he's pater from tefillin and kriyashma, since he's tarred with thinking about meis mitzvah. And those who are involved with the meis before they've done their particular part of the job, they're also pater. Kutras al-Adaf discusses a number of important points here. He mentions that a person who loses one of his close relatives, a parent, a sibling, a child, or a spouse, is called an einan until the time of the burial. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that an einan is pater from the mitzvah of reciting kriyashma, as we mentioned. Rashi explains that this is because he's occupied with the mitzvah of tending to his relative's burial needs, and the rule is ha'isik b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. One who's occupied with one mitzvah is exempt from other mitzvahs. The Gemara will bring a brisa, which says that an einan does not recite brachas before eating, nor does he recite brachas hamazon after eating. He's also pater from davening, reciting kriyashma, and all other mitzvahs. Rashi implies that although an einan is exempt from reciting brachas, he has the option of doing so if he desires. The halacha, however, follows Taisvis, the Ramaschal Ve'enim Avarech, who proves from the Yerushalmi that an einan is not merely exempt from performing mitzvahs, he's prohibited from performing mitzvahs. This is brought in Yeradea, Simin Shin Mem Aleph, and in Arachayim, Simin Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. One reason for this isser is so that the einan doesn't neglect the needs of the deceased, and another possible reason is Mipnei Kvaydei Shalmeis, out of respect for the deceased, as Taisvis says. On the side, we should also mention that if a person accidentally misses a tefillah, he makes up the missed tefillah by davening the following tefillah twice. We'll learn this in Brachas Daf Chav Vav. It's also brought in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Ches Sif Aleph. For example, if a person was ill and he didn't daven Maariv, then he davened Shemona Esrei two times in the morning. The first tefillah is the fulfillment of the Shachris obligation, and the second one is Tashlumin. This is a replacement for the Maariv that he missed the night before. In addition, Havdalah, if it's not recited on Motzoi Shabbos, should be said as soon as possible, but it can actually be said until Tuesday, because the first 3 days of the week are associated with the previous Shabbos. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, Siv Vav. The Rush in Klal Chav Zayin, also brought in the Tur Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya, Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Beis, says that after the burial, one is not required to make up for the tefillas that he missed while he was an Einin. One who, for example, missed Maariv, is not required to recite two Shemona Esreis in the morning after the body is buried. He argues that a tefillah of Tashlumin is required only if one missed a tefillah, which was incumbent upon him at the time. Although a person who misses a tefillah due to illness is excused, the mitzvah of tefillah was applicable to him at the time, i.e. he had managed to daven while he was sick, he would have fulfilled the mitzvah. However, when one is an einin, the mitzvah of tefillah does not apply to him at all. Indeed, as we mentioned before, even if an einin wishes to daven, it's also for him to daven. Therefore, at the conclusion of his aninus, he's not required to make up the missed tefillah. Zogel Mervava, brought over there, maintained that the Rush is only referring to one who was an einin throughout the entire evening, before nightfall. However, if one lost his relative a half hour after nightfall and missed Maariv because the body was not buried until the next morning, then he is obligated to make up the missed Maariv in the morning because it was possible for him to daven Maariv at the beginning of the night before the relative died. Even though the loss of his relative was an unforeseen development, he must still make up the missed tefillah, no different than one who misses davening due to another type of an accident. Interestingly, the Rush here brings the famous Marami Rattenberg in Simon Beis, who differentiates between an einin who misses a tefillah and an einin who misses Havdalah. He says that an einin who was unable to recite Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos must recite it the following day after the body was buried. Although the preferable time for Havdalah is Motzai Shabbos, the allotted time for Havdalah, however, extends through Tuesday afternoon. When one recites Havdalah Monday morning, it is not considered Tashlumin, compensation for the missed Havdalah. Rather, it's still considered within the time allotted for Havdalah, albeit not the perfect and preferred time. This is similar to an einin who completes the burial before the time for Shachris has expired, in which case he should, of course, immediately daven Shachris. So, for example, if Rachmana Latzan, a person became an einin, and the Levaya takes place at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the Levaya is finished by 10:30 in the morning, so a person should daven Shachris, because the chiyuv of davening Shachris is still until 12 or 12:30. The Gemara. If the mace is in front of him, he should avoid eating in front of the mace. But whatever he eats, he should avoid meat and wine, and is pater mitzvahs. However, on Shabbos, he is chayev b'mitzvahs. Daf Yud Ches. If one is transporting bones of a mace, One cannot put them on a donkey in a bag and sit on the bag. This is considered bizayon hames. But if one is afraid of robbers, then he is allowed to sit on them. If someone stumbles upon a mace and does not escort the mace, it's like an embarrassment to Hashem. From the pasuk in Kehelas, Perek Tes, ki hachayim yoidim sheyamusu, those who are alive know that they will die. This refers to tzaddikim, who even while they are dead, are called alive. And amongst the Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called dead. The Gemara says a chassid once slept in a Beis HaKfaris to listen to the Ruchais speaking about what Puranias will come upon the world, so he can act accordingly and prevent those Puranias from happening to him. So from here we see that the Mesim are aware of what's happening in the world amongst the living. Finally, they spoke about a yeshiva in Shemayim called the Mesifta Derakia, and there in Shemayim, Mesim are able to speak to each other. Daf Yotes. Rabbi Yitzchok says anyone who speaks badly about a mace, it's like speaking about a stone. Either this means that he doesn't hear it at all, or he hears it but doesn't care. But one who speaks negatively about a Talmud Chacham who died will end up in Gehenna. The Gemara says we found in 24 places in Mishnayos that people were put into Cherem for treating Talmidei Chachamim without respect. And if someone dies while in Cherem, the mason there stone his coffin. Cheni HaMa'agel had the schus in that Hashem did his will like a father does the will of a child. And the Pasuk said in Mishlei, Yismach avicha v'imecha. We know the story of Cheni HaMa'agel, who drew a circle and refused to leave it until Hashem brought rain. The Gemara says we try not to take out a mace just before Zman Kriyashma, but once they begin, they should continue and skip Kriyashma. Abaya said that a person should be careful not to hint at possible bad things, for example, to say, let lightning strike me, since it can invite the sutton to make the bad thing happen. The rule is, lo'oilam al tiftach adam pi l'sutton, i.e. al tiftach per l'sutton. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said if someone finds a mixture of shatnez in his baget, which is a loisase, even in the shuk, even in front of everybody, he should remove the baget immediately, and we're not makel do to covet habrius. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar Bereb Tzadik, who was a kayan, would pass over a coffin, i.e. would pass right over Tuma, in order to meet a king, not only a Jewish king, but a Goyish king as well. This is so that a person will be able to understand Kavod HaMelech when Mashiach comes. In fact, today, upon seeing a Goyish king, or a head of state who rules lawfully, but who cannot be overruled, and who has the power of life and death, a bracha baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam shenasan mikvodei lebasar v'adam is said. Regarding a modern-day elected president or prime minister, it's a machlokes whether we say the bracha with the Shem Hashem or not. But most paiskim suggest at least saying baruch atah shenasan mikvodei lebasar v'adam. Here, I would love to tell over a beautiful story which happened to my father, Zichrono Livracha. I will read the story, written in his own words, which were printed in a national Jewish newspaper in August of 1993. During a recent business trip to the West Coast, I decided to get up early and arrived in a popular area around 8 a.m. As I was walking along the main street by the water, I suddenly saw a huge crowd of people pouring out of one of the nearby restaurants. It seemed odd for there to be such a large crowd coming out of a restaurant so early in the morning. In answer to my question, why so many people? A city policeman standing next to me replied, the president. For a moment, I didn't realize that he meant the president of the United States. There in the midst of the crowd was President Clinton himself, fresh from his morning jog, sporting a baseball cap, shorts, and colored t-shirt, flanked by an assortment of local dignitaries, photographers, and Secret Service men. At that moment, I instantly realized that according to Jewish tradition, it was incumbent upon me to recite the special blessing upon seeing a head of state. I edged closer until I found myself with only two people separating us. I then shouted in a booming voice, Mr. President. President Clinton turned his face toward me and stopped in his tracks. Mr. President, I said, I am of the Jewish faith, and according to our tradition, we say a special blessing when we see a head of state. May I say it now? Go right ahead, he nodded with a smile. Loudly and with much kavana, I chanted, Baruch Atah, Shenasan mikvodei lebasar v'adam, after which I translated, we thank God that he gives of his glory to a human being. Bowing his head, President Clinton replied, thank you very, very much, at which point I returned the thanks for having the opportunity to receive such a great honor. When it was all over, a reporter approached me and asked if I was Orthodox. I told him, it so happens that I am, But the blessing, which I have just recited, is a blessing for all the Jewish people, thanking God for having given wisdom to our leader. It goes without saying that this was a unique and unforgettable personal experience. It is truly a vivid demonstration of the democratic process in action when a president governing 250 million people, the leader of the greatest and mightiest nation on earth, can stand and listen with respect and dignity to the prayer of a simple Jew. Shmuel HaLevi Heber, St. Louis, Missouri. Finally, the Gemara says, although if someone finds an Aveda, a lost object, he's mechuyev to return it, sometimes it's mutter to be shave vialtase, i.e. to look the other way. For example, if a kain sees it in a beis hakvar, so he can't go into the beis hakvars, or if it's not lefi kvaydai, for an old man to pick it up, then they can look the other way and not be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but simply leave the item there. Daf Chaf. If someone is on his way to bring a Karban Pesach, and he encounters a dead body, so he should bury it. This is what we call meis mitzvah, even though he'll become tamei, and he won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach at all. I.e., but we said that it's also to be over on a mitzvah for Kavod HaBrias. My answer is, that's only by a kum va'aseh, i.e., for example, wearing shatnez, which is a kum va'aseh. But to forego the possibility of doing a mitzvah, i.e., through shave of yaltaseh, which is the case here, that it's mutter to pass on the mitzvah in order to be mekayim kavod habrias. Rav Papa asked Abaya, why did miracles happen to the earlier generations, but not to us? And he answered, they sacrificed more for Kiddush Hashem than we would do. Rabbi Yechon had a habit of waiting by the gates of the mikveh. When women used to come out, they would see him and have children that were as handsome as him. The Rabbanan asked him, you're not afraid of Ayin Hara? And he said, since I'm from the Bnei Yosef, Ayin Hara has no effect on me. The Mishnah. Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim are potter from Kriyashma and Tfilin. Nashim, Avadim are potter because this is a case of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. And Nashim, Avadim are potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, Mitzvah which has time-oriented. A cotton is potter, since he doesn't know how to conduct himself properly with tefillin. But they are chayev in Shemone Esrei, Mezuzah, and Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara says, of course women in Avadim are potter from Kriyashma. It's a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma. My answer is, I might think that since Kriyashma has Kabbalah's Olmach Hushamayim inside of it, it has an added Maila, and women should be chayev, Kamash Milan, even in this case, they're not chayev. The Gemara says women are chayev in Shemone Esrei, since it's Midr Rabbanan. And it's for the purpose of rachamim. Rav Adda Bar Adda said, women are chayev in kiddush on Shabbos midaraisa. I bet it's a mitzvah to say shazman groma. Why are they chayev? He answers, since the pasuk says zochar and shomer, we know that zochar is the mitzvah saseh, and shomer is the mitzvah lo saseh, and zochar v'shomer were said b'dibor echad. So we say kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira, since they're chayev in the lo saseh. Then there's no p'tur of mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and they're also chayev in the zechira in the asay as well. And since kiddush is the zechira, they're mechuyev in kiddush midaraisa. Finally, a wife or a child can say birchas hamazon and be mitzi a father, but a curse will come upon that household. Next Mishnah. Ezra was mesaken that a balkeri cannot say divrei Torah, but regarding kriyashma, a balkeri should think the words without saying them. But birchas kriyashma he does nothing with, since they're only a takanas chachamim. For Birchas HaMazon, he only thinks the bracha after, not the bracha before. Rav Yehuda says he thinks about both of them. Gemara. Ravina says, we see hirhur kedibur dami. Thinking is like saying from this Mishnah. Daf Chaf Aleph. The after bracha, by eating, i.e. the Birchas HaMazon, is midaraisa. This is learned from the pasuk in Dvarim Perekhes, v'achalta v'savata uberachta. And Birchas HaTorah is also midaraisa. That's learned from Devarim Lamed Beis, Ki Shem Hashem Akra, Havu Goydel Lelekeinu. Rabbi Yehuda says if someone has a suffix, if he said Kriyashma, he does not have to repeat it, since according to him, Kriyashma is only midarabanan, and suffix darabanan is lohakil. But suffix emes v'yatsif, which is midaraisa, because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, he must repeat it, since suffix daraisa is lahachmir. The Rush cites the Shiltus Ravachoy Gaim, who learns from our Gemara, that if one is mesupik, whether he recited a regular bracha, for example, he doesn't remember whether he made a bracha on a piece of cake, then he doesn't have to repeat it. Because the rule is, in a case of a derabanan, like a regular bracha on food, we say safik brachas lahakel, because it's a safik derabanan, and safik derabanan is lahakel. But if the bracha in question is minat taira, then he does repeat it. Based on this, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Dalet, says that if one doesn't remember whether he said benching or not, he doesn't remember whether he said birchas hamazon, then he's mechuyev to say benching again, because Birchas HaMazon is midaraisa. As the Gemara mentioned before, V'achalta v'savato v'rachta. This is consistent with the rule of Safek d'Araisa is l'chumra, but Safek d'Rabbanan is l'kula.